This is from my blog. David proposes to Michelle. There are many Michelles in the world of LDW land. My first Michelle is one that actually shares quite a bit with the second. She is absolutely in love with a beautiful man that also has a name that starts with a D. His name is David. So let's just say, for the sake of this conversation, that Michelle is actually a beautiful woman. She was born a woman and lives and breathes as a genetic girl. Michelle has been dating David for months. It's truly love at first sight when they meet. On the first date, he tells her how beautiful she is and how very intelligent. He walks her to the door and gives her a quick peck on the cheek. He wants to respect her and not move too fast. He's a little surprised when she says, "That's it?" on the stairwell in front of her apartment. He uses this as an opportunity to kiss her passionately, and our little Michelle swoons with delight. 5 months later, he proposes to Michelle. It's New Year's Eve, and they're standing on top of a building looking out at Times Square. It's an incredible view, and the type of party that is by invitation only. David is pleased that he's able to take Michelle there. She's absolutely breathtaking. She's wearing a bright pink party dress with a satin bow in the back above her round, tight little ass. The dress shows her cleavage, even though the color suggests a naive innocence. Michelle flirted with him the entire night, teasing his cock by rubbing against it. When that didn't work properly, she grabbed a lollipop. She stood there in her pretty, bright pink dress that spiraled out above her knee, licking a cock-sucking lollipop. I say cock-sucking only because every man that looked at her imagined their cock in her mouth. Now David was starting to get a bit hard, but he hadn't proposed yet. He wanted to propose exactly at midnight and without a hard-on. "Damn it, Michelle, why do you have to be such a good cocksucker?" he said, teasing. He loved her playful attitude. She purred in his ear. "I could use the back bedroom and give you a quickie. The hostess told me that I could, as long as she got to watch us play." Michelle looked so innocent and yet so dirty at the same time. David refrained, even though his cock was beginning to ache from the dire need to enter her. David loved feeling Michelle suck his cock. He stood with Michelle in front of him, looking down, waiting for it to chime to midnight while she sucked on her lollipop. Finally, it turned to midnight, and David went to one knee. Michelle stared up at him in disbelief as tears began to run down her smooth, pale face. People began to flash their cameras as he went to one knee, and as Michelle exclaimed, "Yes, yes, yes," she heard people applauding. Since David has a hotel room key downstairs, he knew exactly where he was taking her to celebrate. It was someplace private and beautiful, just like his teasing new fiance. Thank you for being you, Michelle, and being my client for so many years. Also, thank you to all those cocksuckers out there. And all of you girls out there that were just born in the wrong body. I love you all. If you want to read my blog, it's at kinkyphonemistress.com, and you can call 1-800-601-7259. Love you, girls. Talk to you soon.